The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate it for listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. All right, we know the matchup. It is set now. The Eagles and the Rams, Sunday, 3 o'clock. Look at financial fit up. The Rams just totally take apart the Vikings on the Monday night football playoff game. They sacked Matthew Stafford 9 times. Pressure is going to be a huge part of this game on Sunday. Can the Eagles offensive line and Jalen Hurts negate that pressure? Because the Rams look like a different defense than the one they were when they took on the Eagles in late November. They have played much, much better on that side of the football. So we get the Eagles and the Rams on Sunday. But the passing game for the Eagles and the question marks about how they look in the passing game is going to linger. It's going to linger through this week, and we'll see how they play against the Los Angeles Rams on Sunday. But so one thing that's been on my mind since the game Sunday is how much of what we saw with the passing game, which really went almost 2 full quarters without a completion at one point, which is bananas. You know, they had the 6 straight completions, 6 for 6 for Jalen Hurts to start the game. And at that point, you're like, well, he's not rusty at all. And then eventually, you know, hours went by, it felt like, without a completion until that drive where he hit Devontae Smith twice, hit Dallas Goedert, and everyone kind of breathed a little bit in that building. But a long stretch went by where the Eagles passing game just was totally out of sync. There was nothing there. It was sacks. It was throwaways. It was just blah. Incompletions. There was one drop back where Jalen Hurts, I saw that was his first career drop back from under center without play action, and it just basically was a throwaway to the sideline. It looked so uncomfortable for everyone. So I think the natural inclination is, well, Jalen Hurts was rusty. Jalen Hurts needs to play better. Jalen Hurts. And I think there's something to that. And I think Jalen Hurts probably was rusty, and Jalen Hurts needs to play better. I think a lot of us have felt that during the entire season, that Jalen Hurts has played fine, and his numbers look really good. And he has been certainly efficient, and he has taken care of the football, and he deserves credit for that because a lot of quarterbacks this past weekend did not take care of the football and cost their team. But there's been a lot of, like, really, this is it, you know, feeling around the Eagles passing game. And at some point, it's my belief, and I've held steadfast in this, that they're going to have to throw the ball better to win the Super Bowl, whether that's this week against the Rams or primarily to beat the Detroit Lions and then whichever great quarterback comes out of the AFC. I'm going to exclude the young C.J. Stroud, because I don't think the Texans have enough, and I think it's going to be the Chiefs, the Bills, or the Ravens. That would be the betting market would agree on that. So to hoist the Lombardi, the Eagles, their challenges along the way are going to be potential Hall of Fame quarterback now in Matthew Stafford, and I think Stafford's got a really unique case and very well might get in the Hall of Fame. And then Jared Goff, who's currently quarterbacking one of the great offenses of all time, and that game is slated to be in a dome. I do believe the Lions will beat the Commanders on Saturday night and move on to the NFC Championship game. So if that's the case, it's Hall of Fame candidate in Matthew Stafford. It's the quarterback and the offense right now that is one of the great in NFL history, second most touchdowns ever for a season, the 2024 Detroit Lions. And then You kind of fast forward to a Super Bowl, and the Eagles will have to go through one of 3 quarterbacks that look destined for Canton. Patrick Mahomes, who already has a bust, you know, there. If Lamar Jackson wins his 3rd MVP, he's going to the Hall of Fame regardless of how his playoff career ends up. And Josh Allen, this is the picture of what a Hall of Fame career looks like. He's just missing, you know, hardware and trips to Super Bowls, but he's having a hell of a career. We know that. So it's going to be a big, big challenge for this defense to hold teams down to a specific level to win a specific way. At some point, the pass game's got to be better. So I watched the game Sunday. I probably felt like a lot of you did. Like, the pass game needs to be better. And I think the first inclination is, well, it's Jalen Ross. But I wonder, is it more than that? And how much responsibility does Kellen Moore bear for what this offense looks like. And the Kellen Moore conversation is interesting because I think some people around the NFL believe he's working with maybe somewhat of a limited quarterback in terms of how much they put on his plate, you know, how much they ask him to do, what kind of throws he likes, the under center stuff. Not limited physically. I think Jalen Hurts physically is very good, but limited to the point of like what he's comfortable with and what he does well, right? Which is RPO stuff and the deep ball down the sideline. Jalen reminds me a lot of Russell Wilson, you know, and I think it's why the Eagles became infatuated with him in the 2020 draft because they were reminded of what they passed up with Russell Wilson back in 2012. But he has to throw over the middle, likes to throw outside, beautiful deep ball. You know, he has take sacks. Like there's certain things about young Russ that are that I'm reminded of watching Jalen Hurts. So, you know, I think there's some people who say, wow, Kellen's done a nice job getting his efficiency back up, getting those interceptions down, getting the completion percentage up. Others might look at it and say, this should be better. They should have moved this forward. And I go back to the specific game we just watched against the Packers. And it didn't feel, on some of those dropbacks, like anyone was open. It didn't feel like they schemed guys open a ton. Now, the Goddard touchdown was a nice check by Jalen Hurts. Some of the plays earlier on that drive to Devontae Smith, nice plays, having Devontae come across the left side of the formation, that worked really well. So some of it was quite good. But there were a lot of plays where it felt like Jalen was starting to get some pressure, and it's like no one's turned around. There's nobody there. There's no hot. What's going on here? And I think of it with two specific things on the point of Kellen Moore. Number one, I'm not sure how creative Kellen Moore is. I think Kellen Moore is good. I think Kellen Moore is shown to be above average. I think Kellen Moore is shown to be a solid offensive mind in the NFL, and he started really young, former quarterback, back with the Cowboys all those years ago, Boise State, all that. And he's seen a lot, done a lot in his time in the NFL at a young age. But I've never been blown away with Kellen Moore schemes the way you're blown away sometimes with what you see out of a Ben Johnson or a Kyle Shanahan. I'm not blown away with Kellen Moore. The other aspect of this, I think that is critical here, is how much of what we saw on Sunday is a product of A.J. Brown's really injured. You know, it was easy to kind of get distracted by the win, by Jalen throwing touchdowns to Jahan Dotson and Dallas Goedert, and Devontae Smith making plays, and us talking about Jalen, and us talking about Saquon, us talking about the defense, and us talking about A.J. Brown reading his book on the sidelines. But what stood out, and what probably should have been the number one takeaway from Sunday, is one catch for 10 yards for A.J. Brown. He looked more like a decoy out there than he was an impact wide receiver. As much as we could criticize Jalen for not getting him the football, I didn't see A.J. wide open much. I really didn't. Even on the play where they ran the fake tush push and launched it down the field to A.J. That, and it was not a great throw by Jalen, but that felt to me more of a product of a lack of timing between Jalen and A.J. for two reasons. One, Jalen hadn't played in a while, practiced in a while with A.J., but two, A.J. was not running his normal speed. So I wonder for Jalen as he dropped back, like, where do I lay this ball? What percentage do I have of a guy that I've thrown a million passes to? I mean, those two have probably played pitch and catch with deep shots down the field in practice hundreds of times over the years, even just throwing in the offseason. Like, those two know each other, and Jalen knows his speed, and he knows Jalen's arm and the trajectory of his deep throw better than anyone probably on the planet. And it wasn't close. And I think it was easy at that point to point towards Jalen and say, oh, bad throw by Jalen. But A.J. wasn't running well. And if A.J.'s not running well, does Kellen Moore have another element that he could go to? Could he draw something up this weekend for Dallas Goedert and Devontae Smith and Saquon out of the backfield? Can they do something different on Sunday? Because it felt like their scheme on Sunday, once the Packers realized A.J. really can't run, was very easily defended. It didn't feel to me like Kellen Moore was giving the Eagles any advantage on Sunday. And even the run game on Sunday against the Packers felt pretty vanilla. And they, until that last run by Saquon, I thought the Packers did a really good job. I mean, he had a couple of 15, 16, 18 yarders. He's going to do that because he's just so good. And this offensive line is so good that if he gets a crease, he's going to break one, and with his speed and his agility, he's going to get, you know, his 10 to 20 by accident a couple times. But I thought a lot of those carries were 2, 3, 4 yards, like not anything to make the Packers worry, not anything to really possess the football for a good amount of time. It was just ultimately kind of leading towards a punt. And then I thought it was notable, and maybe this is more of a game plan thing. Maybe this is more of a Sirianni morphing into 2000 Brian Billick thing. Like, I'm going to lean on my defense. But I thought it was notable a couple times on third and longs, third and 19, third and 12, you know, whatever they were, that they didn't even give anybody a shot. You know, Jair Alexander's not out there. It's not like the Packers have the Legion of Boom in their secondary. They don't have an enormous pass rush. The Eagles have, you know, a tremendous offensive line. AJ's on the field. Devontae's on the field. Dallas is on the field. You know, you saw last night, and you'll see this with the Rams on Sunday, that when they have a third and 12, like they have Nacua and Kupp, and they're trying to convert that first down. I thought the Eagles on Sunday were very content. Just, let's run a draw. Screw it. Live to die another day. We'll play some defense. And it worked Sunday because their defense was so good. I don't think that strategy will work as well against the Rams with Nacua and Kupp and obviously what Matthew Stafford's arm brings to the table. I don't think it'll work at all against the Detroit Lions. They're going to have to push the envelope in that game to win that football game. And I don't think it'll work in a Super Bowl. So, you know, it's easy to kind of get away with a very vanilla, simple, let's get in and out of here game plan against the Green Bay Packers. It's going to get harder, more challenging as the next few weeks go along. And I do put some of the responsibility on Kellen Moore to get this passing game to a different level. I thought some of the concepts against Pittsburgh were better with some of the back shoulders. We haven't seen that since. Now, Jalen took us a lot of time. And I wonder how much of this is Kellen Moore operating with one hand tied behind his back, because he's got A.J. Brown hurt more than we know. You know, on the pregame show on Sunday, on the Eagles Radio Network pregame show, Ruben Frank threw out there, and, you know, Ruben is a great writer around the team every day, Comcast Sportsnet, NBC Sports Philadelphia, he's on TV. Like, Ruben doesn't just join us for the pregame show, he is covering the Eagles on a 24/7 basis, and his read on this is that AJ may need offseason surgery on his knee. So this isn't just some like maintenance thing, no big deal, we make a bigger deal. No, he may need surgery according to Ruben Frank, and you saw it on Sunday, he can't move. So Jalen needs to be better. We all agree on that. But how much is the responsibility now on Kellen Moore to figure something out, to coach around the deficiency right now, speed-wise, agility-wise, health-wise, potentially of A.J. Brown, and to help Jalen Hurts be the best version of himself another week post the concussion? Because the challenges just get harder now. I think there is some real responsibility on Kellen Moore. I don't think this is just on Jalen Hurts. I don't think Sunday was just on Jalen Hurts. And deep down, I'm wondering if this is the best Moore's got, if AJ can't really challenge a defense, if Moore's kind of tapped out of ideas here. And that's not a good place to be, because they need more and better ideas. And you saw that with Doug Peterson and Frank Reich as the postseason went along in 2017 with Nick Foles. They had more and better ideas to generate offense. They got their guys in advantageous position. They got guys open. Nick Foles ran the offense to a spectacular, spectacular range in both the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl. Can they get a higher level out of Hurts? Some people have pointed back into the game this past Sunday, reminding them of the Falcon game in the divisional round in 2017, January 2018. Well, I like that comp, because it was an ugly win, and then we moved forward. But let's not forget, it didn't stay ugly on offense. It didn't stay ugly at all. They evolved. They started pouring points in left and right in the next couple games to win those games and put up over 70 points the next couple games. I'm not saying the Eagles need to do that, but they certainly need to be better on offense. They certainly need to be better in the passing game if this thing's going to go to a super high level. And I do put some of the responsibility now on Kellen Moore to get this thing to a high level. Because I watched that Dan Orlovsky breakdown that he had of the Eagles offense. And I think he framed it in an interesting way. Like, wait, there's nobody open. And is it because Devontae and AJ got covered? Maybe AJ, because he can't move as well right now. But Devontae's probably not going to get covered that often. Or is it because the simplicity of the routes and the predictability after 18, 19 weeks of football, teams know what's coming from the Eagles in their pass game. If that's the case, Kellen Moore better go back to the lab and better have some new concepts, because this is a rematch on Sunday. The Rams defense is playing better now than they were earlier in the season. If they think they could just roll out the same offense and all, what we beat them last time, we're going to beat them again, that might not be the case, because the last time the Vikings played the Rams in October, the game was quite close. They played them last night and the Rams took it to them. So the Rams have shown they can adjust, and they've got a second gear now to their season and their trajectory with a young group at the defensive backs and the secondary. So, you know, the Eagles should win this game. They're 5.5-point favorites over at FanDuel. I think this is going to be a challenge. My first instinct is 24-23 Eagles, and we feel like we need to, you know, take a nap and a shower afterwards. That's the first feeling I got when I saw the matchup here. We shall see, but I do believe Kellen Moore has a lot of responsibility here. We appreciate listening, subscribing, following the podcast, of course, the YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there.